940 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Margaret Carrero at the Oscars in Hollywood, where Robert Downey Jr. took home his first Oscar for his supporting role in Oppenheimer, the film with the most nominations. Daveyne Joy Randolph picked up her first Oscar as well for her supporting role in The Holdovers, giving a lovely and tearful acceptance speech in which she thanked her mother and others who have stepped in her path, who have ushered and guided her. The Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay went to American Fiction. Anatomy of a Fall won Best Original Screenplay. Now with more CBS News, here's Linda Kenyon.
President Biden has delivered his harshest criticism yet for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for the way he's waging the war in Gaza. CBS's Skylar Henry says Netanyahu is punching back.
Prime Minister Netanyahu said that the president was wrong on both counts as it relates to him not having the support of the Israeli people on the nation's interests and its policies as Israel intends to move forward into southern Gaza, a refuge for millions.
Biden also said that Israel will be crossing a red line if it invaded the Gaza city of Rafah without first getting civilians out of harm's way. Haiti residents are facing escalating gang violence while a state of emergency has been extended. CBS's Christian Benavides is following.
Gangs have filled a power void left by the assassination of the president in 2021. Prime Minister Ariel Henry was appointed, not popular, and is facing calls to resign. He's in Puerto Rico, unable to return home after traveling to Kenya to push for a UN-backed police force.
Some strong words from the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee about an aid package for Ukraine that remains stalled in the House.
If we don't stand by Ukraine right now, the rest of the world should never trust us again.
Senator Mark Warner tells CBS's Face the Nation the world is watching. Congress is set up for another fight with TikTok, moving to approve a ban that would require the Chinese company that owns it to either sell its U.S. affiliate or shut it down.
House lawmakers are pushing ahead with a vote this week despite a revolt by angry users. Some lawmakers say the Chinese-owned app poses a national security risk and could be used to spy on Americans.
That's CBS's Jerika Duncan. South Carolina forward Camila Cardoso was one of six players ejected from the Southeastern Conference Tournament Championship game after she shoved LSU's Flasia Johnson to the floor late in the fourth quarter.
And quickly, things escalate on both sides, both coaching staffs coming out to try to pull their players away.
That sound courtesy of ESPN. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Radio, we are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh. Let's just say that.
Well, was it like in a glass or was it like...
Grains wrung out of my tidy white.
Wow,
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My baby. time in cast soon as we got paid. Playing asteroids and crystal castles, gunning for that high score. We had radical times there with our friends, and we couldn't ask for more. I still believe, believe in rock and roll. I still believe, rock's gonna save my soul. Now the times are changing, and rock is slowly fading into obscurity. But I still got those memories. But now the times are changing, and rock is slowly fading into obscurity. But I still got those memories.
Put on his knee.
Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Mickey Magnum there. Brand new stuff from his latest album, Avenging Spirit. I Still Believe in Rock and Roll before that. That song actually just had a video release. You can check Mickey Magnum's Facebook page or YouTube page for the brand new video for that. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. I'm not going to do a lot of talking tonight. I'm very much under the weather, and it sucks. But we're still going to rock and roll tonight. Music on the way this half hour. We'll do some Autumn Reverie, also some Bon Scorpion. M'Shell recorded an interview with Avenues earlier this week. We're going to hear that interview at 10:30. Plus, we'll do Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock tonight. Love to hear what you're doing tonight. Feel free to send me a text, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text from the Civic Media app. Imshel recorded an interview with this band last week. You can catch the podcast right now at maxincradio.com. It's H1Z1 and Hard. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I close my eyes and reel out. original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin with Johnny Likes Noise on Max Inc. Heavy. If you look at the cover of that album from Johnny Likes Noise, you'll see the future host of Max Inc. Heavy, M. Shell, on that cover. It's pretty cool. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Before Johnny Likes Noise, we heard Autumn Reverie with Stalemate and Bon Scorpion with Gravest Angel. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, the interview with Avenues that was recorded by M. Shell. We'll get that on the air for you. And Essential Last Crack at the top of the hour. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, 3 locations in Madison. And you can shop online, igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie, come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in beautiful downtown Sun Prairie. You can see the full menu and all the upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com. St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party! It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If you see her try and look away, she's got that mesmerizing stare. She'll make you feel like you were Diane with the flip of her hair. She's like a supersonic warhead, rising down the street. And everywhere around you think she's on the grenade. Like a supersonic warhead, tearing up the town. If you are not careful, then she might take you down. Try not to resist, obey. She'll like to sell her, don't behind her.
thank you for listening to Max Inc. Heavy. It's M. Shell, and I'm here with Sean Brooks of Avenues, a Midwest punk band with a throwback pop punk sound since 2006. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for addressing it as Avenues. We always get the Avenues, which is always kind of frustrating or annoying once in a while, getting the names messed up here and there, but much appreciated.
Absolutely. I know little things get missed like that all the time in the music world, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so where does the name Avenues come from?
Well, that's a good question. So when we first started this project in